This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Fridays, we turn our attention to how mental health shapes the lives of North Texans. Today, a surprising spark of controversy out of the Texas legislature. KERA's mental health reporter, Saida Hassan, is here to sort through this. Hi, Saida.
Hi, Justin.
Now, Saida, mental health seemed like a unifying theme this legislative session.
It really was. We've seen bipartisan support for improving mental health care across the state, and it was also highlighted as an emergency item by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He called for more student mental health screenings in response to last year's Santa Fe High School shooting.
So what happened last week?
Well, there was some controversy, and Justin, it centered around a bill that you and I talked about at the very beginning of the session. So House Bill 906 was brought by Representative Sinfronia Thompson. She's a Democrat from the Houston area. And it calls for creating a task force to study the mental health services funded by the state that are available in public schools. So there's been a lot of talk about improving these services, but this bill aims to keep better track of what's already available and ultimately who is being served.
That doesn't sound particularly controversial.
Right, but it inspired some lively debate last Friday. Representative Jonathan Stickland, a Republican from Tarrant County, spent about 10 minutes testifying against the bill. Here's some of the back and forth between Representative Stickland and Thompson.
The committee substitute in House Bill 906 requires the task force to gather data on the number of students enrolled
in each district. I raise the objection,
Ms. Thompson,
that the member is not confining his remarks to the bill.
Stickland raised concerns about student privacy, government overreach, and overburdening school districts.
Government being involved in any kind of health care is a bad deal. But especially the newest moves in regards to mental health. I've been astonished at how many liberties and rights are under attack under the name of mental health services.
And he kept going. At one point, Stickland even spent time reading a Texas Tribune article word for word, and ultimately the bill was withdrawn from the calendar. Now it's actually scheduled to come back before the House next week, but there are only about 5 weeks left in the regular session, so its fate remains unclear.
Governor Abbott has talked a lot about mental health in schools. What's going on with some of the other proposals that have come out of that?
So a lot of them are actually making progress. House Bills 18 and 19 aim to boost resources for student mental health in public schools. This pair of bills comes from Representative Four Price, a Republican from Amarillo. And the House has actually passed both of those bills. They're now making their way through the Texas Senate. We also saw forward movement on House Bill 10. This is another bill from Representative Thompson. It calls for creating a research institute to help guide the future of mental health care in the state. It also passed out of the House and now heads to the Senate. Over on the Senate side, another bill that aims to boost mental health services and improve school safety has passed out of committee. So advocates are cheering all of this on as a victory for mental health care in Texas. But this isn't the end of the road. As you know, Justin, all of these bills have to pass out of both chambers in order to become law.
Saida Hassan covers mental health for KERA. Thank you, Saida.
Thank you, Justin.